sorry about that. I told you I was hearing static, and I'm like, if my phone hangs up on him, I'm going to be upset. Okay. You were mentioning when we were talking about the residential and commercial, you said electrical service for commercial, or do you just want to keep it just without mentioning residential and commercial? It's totally up to you.
Residential, anything residential, but when it comes to commercial, it's just commercial service call.
Okay. Commercial service calls. Okay, perfect. And then I'm just attaching your Google My Business Google My Business profile. Now, you will have to add us on as managers to your profile page on Google, and remember, as well as managers on your Facebook, so that way we can do the optimization. Okay. If you're not sure on how to do that, the technician will walk you through it. Okay. But I do want you to be aware that you'll need to add us on, so this way we can optimize it. And then just an FYI, okay, if you do want us to rebuild your website, I did get confirmation that we can build it from your domain, okay? But the website that I sent you, that link, that actually it's an example. In fact, it's for an electrician, but it's an example of the layout, okay? Just so you have an idea of how our layout looks, it's a simple, you know, one page, five tab, okay? And then let's see here. It won't cost you additional. It won't cost you additional. I'm including it.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so if you decide, you know, if you tell them in the client interview, listen, I'm going to notate that you might want us to build you a new website from your domain. I'll just notate it. You can let them know in your client interview.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put maybe on that answer, because it says if you need it. I'm just putting maybe might want us to build a website using his domain. He will let us know. I told him no additional cost. So just let them know during your client interview if you decide you want to do it or not. Okay. And then you do have your Facebook page. Let me see. It's under Duncan Electric, right? LLC.
Yes.
Is that how you have it on there? Okay.
Yes,
all right. Let me just pull that up. And then what are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
24/7.
Okay.
Honey, we need a business of making money, not sleeping.
Yeah. I hear you, right? Like, there's no stopping here. Okay.
I mean,
and then
if people want to call me at 12 o'clock at night to get something fixed, hey, if they're willing to pay for it, I'm willing to go.
If it makes money, it makes sense. That's what I say.
I like it.
Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Ma'am.
Oh, beautiful.
I am.
And then what forms of payments do you accept, Blaine? Like cash, check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle? What type of payments?
I can accept cash, check, credit card, or Venmo or Cash App.
You don't do Zelle?
No.
And no PayPal, right? Okay.
No PayPal.
Okay. Awesome. Now, there is an option. I just want to run it by you. It's totally up to you. But you know how now it currently shows your phone number, right? Listed. Do you want it to remain with your actual phone number showing, or would you be interested in a tracking number? Okay, it doesn't cost you more. It's included. It is an option for you. The tracking number is what would be listed. Okay, when they click on that number to call, however, it's going to ring to your phone. The tracking number, it comes with an app that you can download on your phone, and it allows you to track your calls and your messages. And it's also a way to prevent, like, any spam calls. Would you be interested in that, or just keep it as your phone number currently showing as it is now?
Is there any way that I can talk with one of the technicians about that?
Okay. Yeah, I could put on here. I'm going to put maybe, and I'm going to put once more info on the tracking number. Please discuss in client interview. All right. So I'll put that, and they can go a little bit more in depth with you on that. And this way you can decide if you want to do it, great. If not, and you just want to keep it at your phone number, that's cool too. Okay.
I'll remember all this, because everything we've been talking about, I've been writing down.
Good. Tell them, hey, you know, I know Nadine mentioned about the tracking number. Can you go a little bit more into depth regarding that? Because I know the basics of it, but they might be able to explain to you a little bit better than I would. And I'd rather that they give you the full details on it, so this way you can decide if you want it or not. Okay? It's an option.
Is it pronounced Medina?
Medina, yeah. Yeah. And then,
yeah.
What was that? Yeah, no, of course. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Now, your preferred method of contact. I know we talked earlier, you said phone calls. Do you want it, when we contact you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What is your preference?
All is fine, but I really prefer like a phone call.
Okay, I'm going to put all but prefers phone calls. And then, do you want with the Facebook ads to target the 50-mile radius, or do you want to scale it back? 50 would be the furthest with the Facebook ads.
50 sounds great.
Okay. Now, anytime you need to make changes, okay, it does not cost you additional. You just give us a call so we can make the changes, okay? And then, now, the last thing to go over with you. So, today, they're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. From an 877 number. So just make sure, Blaine, to answer all calls within that hour, and we'll send you that reminder an hour before your client interview, that friendly reminder. Now, let's say they call you. They're going to call you between that hour, and let's say they call you and you're in the middle of something. At least pick up the phone and let them know, hey, call me in 5 minutes, call me in 10 minutes so that they can call you back. I want you to complete this client interview as soon as possible, okay? Because that's how quickly we'll be moving. Again, to go over the timeline with you, 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in the directories. We're going to send you an email with a link, username and password, to start going in and tracking your results with us, okay? Within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then remember, typically what it does state in our terms and conditions, the first page placement, it can take between 30 to 45 days, but we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. As I mentioned, sometimes I've seen where it's happened sooner. Now, you will be receiving notifications letting you know when you're live in the Facebook ads, on the directories, on the first page of Google. We're going to keep you in the loop as these things are being completed, okay? Any jobs that you're doing, I'm going to tell you, make sure that they're leaving your reviews on Google. I'm sure you do that already. We can also provide you a tiny URL if you need it that you can send over to your clients to leave you reviews, okay?
So as of right now, so mm-hmm. I'm just going to open up a normal page on my phone and go to Google. So if I type in Duncan Electrical Services, I will pop up.
If you're typing in your company name, yeah, anybody who knows you by name, right, and they look you up by your name, they're going to see your company come up. What we're assisting with is when someone's looking for electrician near me, okay, electrical service call, right? If they're typing in, you know, barn wiring, electrical troubleshooting, right? When they're typing in those specific keywords and search terms pertaining to your services, we're ensuring that Duncan Electrical Services LLC is going to be appearing on that first page of Google there, along with, you know, those that are obviously listed there too, because they're working with other companies, because we always want you to be that option for people to call you at that moment when they're searching for those services. That's where 90% of the searches are starting and stopping, is on that first page. So that's what we want to make sure, that you're always appearing there.
And see, this right here, when I get on, when I type that in on Google,
mm-hmm.
okay, and I'm looking at my business, like, so if I see my ad, okay,
right,
underneath of it is Duncan Electrical Contractors Incorporated. So mine's really not, my Facebook ad is not coming up underneath of it, but.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at it now. Like on your profile page, you know, when you're looking at your, and let me see, hold on. You don't have the LLC in your Duncan Electrical Services, right, Facebook page?
No, no.
Okay, okay. So one thing I would recommend, I mean, and we can do it for you, but one thing I would recommend is that it has the LLC included, only because you want everything uniform. You know what I mean?
I don't know how to change it, or I would.
Okay. I'll let them know. I'll notate it in there for them to update that. Let me go here. Now, you know how, like, on your profile page, if you look at it, it shows you, like, a bunch of, like, it'll show other little links where you're listed, right?
Where's that at?
When you're looking at your profile page on Google, let me go to it. And I'll tell you where you'll see it. Let me just put your Facebook link here real quick. Okay. So when you're looking at your profile page on Google, right, it's what we call the profile page. It's also known as a knowledge card. It's where it has, like, it'll have pictures, it'll have, you know, your website link where they can call you, right? And right underneath of it, you're going to see, like, the review summaries. It'll have, you know, like, we're a new electrical contracting business with over 8 years experience. And then, you know, where it shows, like, web results, right? It'll show, like, Duncan Electrical Service. It'll have, like, little directories where you're listed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have anything listed there. Typically, they would see, like, your Facebook page link, where if they want to get more information and stuff like that, right?
That's,
they could see,
I
additional directory. Yes. So we would add those links, so that way if they're looking at your profile page, they're going to see additional links, right, where they can go to your Facebook page. So I know that when we've signed up other companies, I've seen it created like that. And they'll notate it in there that you want on your profile page, where they could see the link for your Facebook in those results. Okay. So I'll notate that as well. All right.
Yep.
So just remember, again, if you're not sure on how to add us on as managers to your profile page on Google or on Facebook, the technician will walk you through it, okay? And then other than that, any other questions for me? I know I've taken a lot of your time, and I know you got to get to work there.
You're completely fine, honey.
Okay.
But, yeah, just, I guess, I'll just call you if I ever need any questions on anything.
Yeah, if it's something urgent, please feel free and contact me. I can get a message over to customer service. But just if there's any, like, updates, right, or questions, I mean, you would contact them, but you're always welcome to call me as well, and I can get a message over to them. That's why I always provide my info. Okay.
That way, I want to be the, needs to be taken care of now, that I can get
this way I can get someone to call you as soon as they're available. Okay. It's not, you can't wait 24 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. But I do want to be the first, you know, to welcome you, Blaine, to our local Splash family. I really want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. And it's been my pleasure.
Out of like coming out of high school and being able to see an ad for my company on Google.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking nice to see within 8 years.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. It is, you know, and you've done an excellent job. I mean, on what you've done so far, you've done an excellent job. I would tell you this, and are you in contact with any past clients or anything like that?
Yeah.
You should definitely tell them to leave your reviews on Google.
I need to.
And we can also provide you like that tiny little URL, you know, so this way they can leave you. You just send the URL to them. They click on it, leave your review, and that's it. It's so fast, but I would definitely recommend.
That way I could just save it in my notes and send it to people.
Yeah, and just be like, hey, do you mind? And you'd be surprised how they don't mind. You know what I mean? It only takes them less than a minute.
And
even if they don't put a comment,
I go to bill somebody, I can be like,
hey, don't forget to leave us
a review. Yeah.
Whatever the case is, you know what I mean? Hey, do you mind leaving us a review? Here's a link, click on it, and it's super fast. I kid you not. I always recommend it to anybody who's listed on Google. Get those reviews on Google. It's great to have reviews on HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads, but if you discontinue with them, let's just say, right, you decide you're not going to renew your membership with them. All those reviews that you have on there go away. Your content disappears. No one's going to see them anymore.
I've already told them to cancel it, and they only are going to send me leads up until the time that 280 runs out.
Yeah. Make sure you're on top of that, though, Blaine, because I know of a lot of businesses, they told them the same thing, and they're shooting them leads because they assumed, you know, that they were going to keep their word on it, and then they're like, hey, we sent you these leads, and now you owe us. You know what I mean? So
yes,
just
ma'am.
Just be on top of that, okay? But it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you have a very blessed day and many blessings for your new business. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.